reimbursement changes on the network of charity care hospitals so that we can advocate for them and the eventuality that the state adopts a position that's devastating to those hospitals.
Right.
Because I don't think we're going to survive. We will not thrive if we have to bear that burden if those hospitals go out of business.
Right, absolutely. I believe there was a long list. I should let probably Skip speak as well, but as it was explained to me by our briefer yesterday, there's a list of hospitals that do a lot of charity care and a lot of Medicaid that were exempt from cuts, reimbursement cuts, in the legislation. It was like a 500-page piece of legislation, quite complex. But you're absolutely right. If they get squeezed, say, before we do financially, and we have to bear a bigger share of that patient load, I don't know that we have the resources presently to, accommodate that. And, depending on payment schedules, you get to the point where, it costs more to provide the care than you're getting reimbursed. To an extent, we have a responsibility to our patient population. And also we have a responsibility to our educational mission. You don't want to have to start closing departments and closing programs, not only because it cuts down the services to your patients, but also it cuts down the learning opportunities for your medical students, your residents, et cetera. So, I think trying to be able to convince the state that, the points I made, like 20% of all our physicians, 60% of all of our minority physicians, that's essential to the quality of life in this state, and we have to convince the folks in Springfield who hold the purse strings that, our mission is an essential one. And Skip, you could probably speak better on the subject than I.
I think you captured it very well, Trustee Corrins. I think the key points to your question.
Skip, I think it would be helpful if you came. Frankly, I'd like this on TV. And I think getting us in a place where they can see you would be helpful. You're welcome to sit up here and play.
How about this? Is this working?
The TV's there.
TV screen.
How about the podium?
Take the podium. There you go.
Give me a chance to click my thoughts on the way to the podium.
You said it very well, Tim.
I totally agree that Tim captured the absolute flair of your question. We are in a position right now, I think, with the way that the Medicaid bill has rolled out, as Nicole Kazee articulated yesterday in our healthcare committee, that we're grouped with the other safety net hospitals. So the primary burden of this cut, of these cuts, were really distributed very, very broadly. But with the safety net hospitals, including the University of Illinois, being not a major target for these cuts. So we have some breathing room right now. I think Trustee Corrins noted the fact that there is some Medicaid reductions and reimbursements from Medicaid that will affect, of course, our margin over the next year or two. But it could have been a whole lot worse. I think what it really speaks to is the nature of our absolute requirement to be more cost-effective, more efficient, and also to spend a lot of time on building these partnerships with other safety net hospitals, because as you point out, if one or two or three safety net hospitals go out in our area, it will produce an absolute semi-catastrophic situation with the number of patients that will require care and certainly overwhelm our ability to meet those demands. I think we're, as we talked about yesterday in my report to the committee, we're doing many things to try to reduce our exposure with the pending Medicaid cuts. We're working very hard to diversify our portfolio in non-Medicaid related areas, expanding our programs that I think can compete effectively with other community and academic centers in Chicago.